We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies in Memphis and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Ernie joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
Trolley Car. By the late, great Merle Haggard, in honor of the Grizzlies, All Alone in San Francisco today.
Have you spent much time in San Francisco?
I've been to San Francisco twice, I guess. I'm trying to remember whether one of those involved two trips or the playoffs. I've been once, not on a family vacation, and spent a couple of days there. And then I went back for the Warriors-Grizzly series. I can't remember whether that was one or two trips.
But 2 years ago? Was that 2 years ago? Was that the one 2 years ago?
Right.
So you went to the new arena. I went to playoff series between the Grizzlies in the old arena and the Warriors, but I did not go to the new arena. So how is the new arena? And, like, I compare it to Staples. How does it, whatever the hell Staples is called now.
I'm trying to remember. Obviously, once you get in there and you're sitting in there, you're, like, in a big bowl, and there's a court, and there's fans, and, like, you know, I don't know. Like, I wasn't experiencing it like a fan, and then you're down in the bowels of the arena, and that doesn't matter to anyone but the people who are working, you know?
Right.
It was nice. It felt, I remember it feeling particularly spacious inside. Like, I feel like the total, like, cubic area or whatever, just all the space, I think is bigger in the Warriors arena than in Staples or FedEx Forum or maybe
any
other.
Walkable place, right downtown kind of thing? Where is it?
Well, this depends on your definition of what is walkable and what isn't. Like, for, you know, I have a very wide definition of walkable, both in terms of distance and in terms of, you know, atmosphere. I think there are people who would, like, be terrified to, like, walk 5 feet in San Francisco. I'm not one of those people. So I actually walked from the hotel to the arena. Not every time, but I did do that, especially on the way to during the day, which was, like, you know, a 30-minute walk or whatever, but I did it. Pretty much all of the heart of San Francisco is extremely walkable, other than, like, the hill aspect.
As the great Stephen Wright once said, everywhere is walkable if you have the time. Everything's within walking distance if you have the time.
I read that in your column today. I enjoyed the Stephen Wright shout out there. I mean, the arena there is not, it's sort of more on the edge of, like, the heart of San Francisco, you know? It's not, like, if you walk in a certain direction, you feel like sort of an interesting neighborhood, but you're sort of walking away from things. So it's not, like, right in the middle of the mix. It's not like on the, like, you know, Embarcadero or whatever.
So we, it feels like we're seeing obviously the fading of these empires in Los Angeles and in San Francisco as they both are fighting for the play-in, or both sit firmly in the play-in, honestly, at this point. We mentioned yesterday that for the Lakers, it just feels like there's an entitlement. They can reload someone. Like, what do you imagine the future might be for the Warriors? They do have the advantage of having better young players, actually, on their team.
Yeah, no, they have some good young players. You know, it's like, you know, you accumulate enough, some work out and some don't, you know, and some take time to work out. And that's sort of how it goes generally, and that's how it's going with them. But they're starting Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Podziemski now, and they're playing Marcus Moses Moody and Trayce Jackson-Davis. So that's four rookie contract players in the rotation of a team that's, like, not great but is in the playoff hunt. I don't know if any of those guys are like centerpieces. Like, the best chance you have is Kuminga if he keeps getting better. That team does have deep pockets. The ownership of that team has deep pockets. It is a very high revenue franchise.
Right.
It has become now a glamour franchise because of the success they've had, and probably partly from moving to Oakland to San Francisco. So there are some ingrained advantages there, but I don't know if it's the superstars are going to try to get their destination quite like the Lakers is. So we'll see.
Yeah. I don't think a superstar necessarily wants to live in San, you know, a certain type wants to live in San Francisco. You want to live in
Los
LA.
Los Angeles is the offseason capital of the NBA.
Yeah. All right. One thing that that we only 13 games left by the Grizzlies, by the way. Oh, I know this. Do you think there is much benefit? Not there is certainly aesthetic benefit to watching Desmond Bane and G.G. Jackson play alongside each other right now. That's like fun. It's like games are more interesting. It's fun. Do you think there's any, they get to figure out how to play next to each other benefit from this experience that they're having?
Probably more for Gigi than for Desmond. But, yeah, I think there's some of that. I mean, Gigi Jackson is going to have to, like, his role next season is going to be different than it's been these last, right at the moment, or has it been recently. And it's going to be sort of the young complement. You know, he's going to be try to be the Kuminga to the Steph and, you know, all of that, right? And so the more minutes he can log trying to fit in alongside Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson, Ja Morant, and he'll get none of those of Ja Morant. But the more minutes he can log with that, I do think it's helpful. I don't think it's some enormous benefit, but I do think it's meaningful.
And then there's been reporting, I guess, from Grand City Media that Brandon Clark is getting close. Maybe Lakers game. No surprise.
What? Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Yeah.
I think it's been pretty clear the not what game he would come back, right, but where the trajectory was headed with that.
All right. One thing that I didn't get to yesterday, which was in your column, which people can still read over at the Daily Memphian. The column was mostly about Oklahoma City and the Grizzlies, but you picked up a couple stray mailbag questions along the way. And one of them I was interested in, the question was, among the young top 20-ish guards, where does Ja rank in terms of easiest to build a contender around? Discuss.
Yeah, I mean, you know, any question requires some definitions, like what's young and what's a guard.
Right.
And so... You know, I would have put 25 as the young cutoff, but the question itself included De'Aaron Fox, who's 26, so I would have made 26 the cutoff. Of course, if you do that, you leave out Devin Booker, who's 27, and what have you.
Right.
But at some point, you have to, like, draw a line.
It is funny. You're talking... At 27, you Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, Jalen Brunson, and Jamal Murray, and at 26, you got De'Aaron Fox. But, yes, you got to draw a line, and it seems like you wouldn't call Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, Jalen Brunson, or Jamal Murray a young guard, right? You just wouldn't.
No, I think they are firmly in their prime.
Right.
And I think that 26-27 range is when you sort of firmly enter the prime.
Right.
And so, and then you define what's a guard. Is Luka Doncic a guard? Like, whatever, it doesn't matter. He's the top of the list if he is, and, you know, so whatever. You set him aside. That's an obvious one. Even though they have not had great success, I think that's a team thing, not a build around him thing. And so I look at the rest, and part of the spirit of the question is sort of implying some of Ja's deficiencies in terms of, you know, in terms of shooting, in terms of defense, or whatever. But I think most of these guys have some deficiencies, and I think you can't set aside just the pure talent and the demonstrated success that he has already had. That said, like I concluded I would put him above most of the players on the list, with the exception of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Anthony Edwards. And I feel like Ja is in the conversation with those three. He is ahead of, to me, Tyrese Halliburton, De'Aaron Fox, Trae Young, some of the other guys.
Yeah. So the list was, if you put Luka to the side, because is he a guard and he's also the best? Like, you know, he's his own self.
Yeah. We'll stipulate Luka.
Right.
Yeah.
Then the list is the 26 and unders. The list is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Tyrese Halliburton, Anthony Edwards, De'Aaron Fox, Trae Young, Tyrese Maxey, and Ja. And you would clearly have Ja above Tyrese Maxey, Trae Young, De'Aaron Fox, and Tyrese Halliburton. Is that right?
Yeah, and people could argue that. I mean, Halliburton was going to be all NBA this season, probably. Halliburton has never won a playoff game. Jaws won, I don't know what it was, like nine or something, if you include play-in games. Jaws, as I said before, has had enormous playoff games, enormous production of playoff games. He's been the best player on a team that's finished West in, second in the West twice. So I think you acknowledge some of the deficiencies or you know, demerits to Jaws' game or his questions of availability. You got to acknowledge what he's actually done.
Right. It's interesting. So then you put Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Anthony Edwards above them. It's defense and shooting, and then the other stuff too, right? But it's like those things.
I used to say defense, shooting, and durability, and now you expand durability to availability because there are other things that have led to his absence. But he's absent right now because of being injured.
Right. Well, what's interesting is with Tyrese Halliburton, you don't have as many like glaring deficiencies, but you don't have as much incandescence either, right? Or your track record.
There may be a firmer floor, but there's not as high of a ceiling.
Yeah, so it's hard to know. I don't know, though. Of course, then one of the nice things is that people compare him to Allen Iverson, like little guard. What can you do? How far can you go building around a little guard like that? Well, Steph is the little guard, but he's sort of different.
Well, I mean, the Sixers got to an NBA Finals. I'd be happy to do that.
The Grizzlies, they got to an NBA Finals. And the truth of the matter is, Ja has a much better supporting cast, if that's what you want to call it. It's really more of a big three than a supporting cast. Than those Sixers did, for example, right? You know, he has to be the best player, but not by a vast margin.
Well, he's also a different, if you look at stats, it doesn't look as different because Iverson had high assist totals and whatever, and Ja has a high usage rate. But when you watch them play, it is not the same. Ja is more of a point guard than Allen Iverson was. And so there is less of a dependence on Ja taking all the shots and determining every possession. So I think there's more of an ability to share the load there with his teammates than you ever really had with Iverson.
People can read that column over at the Daily Memphian. I have tweeted it out. And then the other thing that struck me was, you know, there's so much excitement over Gigi and Vince, but partly because Gigi's playing.
Right.
It does seem like who's going to be more important next year, Marcus Smart or Gigi? It feels like Marcus Smart is sort of the forgotten man in here. I mean, he was tossed the other night. But in terms of his significance to next year and what this team could be, and even if you're lining it up with the Thunder, how do they – we sort of forget about Marcus Smart.
When I do my year-end player ratings, which includes like contract issues and all that, he won't be fourth.
Right.
But if you were just ranking like – you're playing a game tonight, rank your players, and everyone's healthy. The idea is that Marcus Smart is the fourth guy.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Herring.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.